Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, good morning. It is 6:37. Beautiful morning, WGN Radio. Steve Dale here. And across the console from me is Mr. David Dinger, a guest on this show. How many times have you been in this studio, this historic studio on Michigan Avenue?
Oh, I don't know, Steve. Probably six or seven times.
At least. Yeah, over the years. And Mr. Dinger, operations manager?
VP of operations.
Yeah, okay.
We don't worry too much about titles.
How many years have you been doing this?
Oh, boy, I hate that question.
I thought you might.
Yeah, I've been there about 35 years now.
So this man has been and seen changes, and I want to talk about some of those changes, you know, because Chicago so often gets in the newspaper and by some of my colleagues in the media a bad rap. And I think for a whole lot of reasons, things have dramatically changed. They're not where we want to be, but boy, we're getting closer and closer all the time. I want to talk about that too. I'm going to catch you off guard here, perhaps, and I don't necessarily mean to do that. Do you remember a story that came out about a year and a half, almost 2 years ago, I think? Kristen Lindsay is the person's name, a veterinarian in Texas, who on Facebook posted, I shot the, and you see the image of a cat with an arrow through its head. Yeah, sorry to bring that up so early in the morning. I don't want you to visualize that image, but that's what she showed on Facebook on her page. And I could read it exactly to you. It said something to the effect, so proud, my first bow and arrow kill. It received that image, national response, international response, really. And for a year, she lost her veterinary license. And this is a veterinarian who's shooting a bow and arrow through a cat. And she maintained in her defense that this is a feral cat. That's why she was at, well, that's no defense, and it's technically illegal to do that. Dr. Bill Folger, a friend of this show and a friend of mine, has been on the show. He testified many times, and he said, and I say, come on, a year? You know, that's all. And she's on probation for 4 years or maybe 5 years. Well, to me, that's a pretty light sentence. In my opinion, she should never be allowed to practice veterinary medicine again, perhaps. Well, instead, it was 1 year. And she actually contested that. I think the correct legal term, Karen Conti, is appealed that. So she did, and just a couple of days ago, if you did not hear, she lost her appeal. And the judges said, no, you must lose your veterinary license was lost for a year. Now a year is up. And she could be back, and I think is, practicing somewhere. So I'm bringing that up to you because this story today received national attention, and I think the reason why, I don't know for sure, but the reason why it's been suggested she didn't receive a harsher penalty is the cat, Tiger was the cat's name, the cat's owner, a very religious person, said, well, I don't want to lose her career. We all make mistakes, and was very understanding in court, and I think that's why she didn't get a harsher penalty. In part, maybe it's the way things are in Texas. I'm not sure, but I'm just curious about what you think of it from where you sit.
Well, that was just a horrible, horrible story when it first came out, and we've learned so much more over the last several years, especially about outdoor feral cats, community cats, they're called. In the modern parlance, and there are so many ways to manage in ways that benefit everyone, the populations of cats that live in our communities, and bow and arrow doesn't.
It's shooting not one the of the cat tools. Is not the answer. No,
it's not one of the tools.
No, in fact, answers. Okay, we could talk about this. So the right way to do it is called it has been called TNR. Or, in my opinion, there should be a letter V in there as well. So it should be trap, neuter, vaccinate, return. Vaccinate primarily for rabies. And that does seem to actually work, not only in the Chicago area, but around the country, around the world.
Sure. You know, one of the reasons why things are getting so much better in Chicago for cats is DNR, DNVR, if you will.
Yes.
We have neutered thousands and thousands of these free-roaming cats in the local area here. And as a result of that, what we used to call kitten season, which was a huge spike in population that would start right about this week and continue on through the summer, is almost nil at this point.
Really?
We still have kittens coming in, but we don't have them coming in the kinds of numbers that we used to see. It's really inconceivable to me, even at this point, and I lived through it, that we used to get in upwards of 2,000 cats and kittens a month through the summertime.
Amazing. Yeah, and now we're at numbers, and that's greatly because people are keeping, as far as the cats go, they're keeping the cats indoors.
Sure.
And if they're keeping their cats indoors 100% exclusively indoors, my hope for them is that they're spaying or neutering. And if they're not, they deserve to live what they have, you know.
Their house smells.
Interesting. Yeah. So they are being spayed or neutered, and in fact, they are, you know.
Absolutely.
And that's in part because of education and programs that Anti-Cruelty Society and others have been offering over the past number of years. Has that made a difference? I mean, you are now getting into the communities, you and other organizations, in areas that strategically you're thinking about, and you're spaying and neutering cats and dogs in those communities.
Absolutely. And the numbers reflect this. Each and every animal agency in town is seeing significant and regular month over month, year after year drops in incoming population. It's what we've devoted our careers and our lives to, and in many ways we're reaping the benefits now. As you said, we're not there yet. We haven't crossed the finish line.
No.
But boy, I think we can see it.
That's good to hear. So the Anti-Cruelty Society, because it's more than just about spay-neuter, in my opinion, and it's always been. Today that we are spaying and neutering, we're saying that, okay, we still have an issue here, so it's more than about spay and neuter. One of the issues in Chicago, all over the country, but in Chicago in particular, is that there isn't enough housing that is pet-friendly, condominiums or apartments. And some that are pet-friendly, say they're pet-friendly but really aren't, or are pet-friendly only if you happen to be a little white fluffy dog, or only if you happen to be a cat, but not for dogs. And it's one of the primary reasons I think pets are relinquished, is because suddenly the landlord says, oh, not anymore, no more dogs, or whatever the problem is with landlords or condominium associations not accepting animals. That's on one hand. On the other, you have condo associations who have figured it out. And some apartment rental companies have figured this out because they're looking for renters. They're looking for people to buy the units. And in fact, it enhances the actual dollar amount that they are purchased for by providing pet-friendly amenities, and they do. They have dog parks in these condo on the property of the condo association, sometimes on the roof. They have dog play areas. They offer dog cookies, and, you know, as you walk in. There was one place that they have like five or six buildings or seven buildings around Chicago, and once every couple of months they have a dog massage person come into the lobby. You know, I mean, who would have thought? But this, in fact, attracts people who have dogs. To me, that's a smarter move.
You know, we're tackling this very issue. We had a summit about a month ago at the society to bring in experts to talk about what the problems are and how to address them. For those who might be familiar, the Chicago Community Trust, one of the major granting agencies in town, has established a program called On the Table. On the Table takes place this coming week. And agencies like ours bring in people from the community to talk about issues of import. Our topic this year is how to address the lack of pet-friendly housing in Chicago. We're poised right now, actually, just in the next few weeks, to launch our landlord helpline so that we can offer assistance and advice and direction to landlords who are experiencing problems or have questions about how to take steps towards becoming more pet friendly.
I love hearing about this. All right. So I know you already have, and you were the first in Chicago. The number one reason why animals die isn't cancer or kidney disease. It's bad behavior, because then they land, or perceived bad behavior, and then they land at the animal shelter. You were the first in Chicago to have a behavior helpline. It's free. 312-644-8338.
Correct.
That's how often I have mentioned that phone number. 312-644-8338. If your pet has a behavior issue, so you don't have to give up that pet or just need help in general, you know, there's the anti-cruelty for you. Now you're doing this for landlords. And how much will this cost?
It's also free.
My favorite four-letter word. This is cutting edge. This is the first I've heard about it, and I've not heard about a community ever doing this.
Well, don't call today. we have a few more nuts and bolts to put into place, but it's...
What's your home number? Can I call you there?
Yeah, I'll give you my cell.
You'll give it to me, all right.
But we're developing materials that we can disseminate into the rental community, to the landlords and property managers, so that you know, we not only let them know about this service, but also all the support tools that are available, and the good news for them that when they rent to people who have pets, they stay longer. They have far less turnover in their units. And if things are managed properly, they don't have additional problems to deal with.
And I've always said, you know, if they have problems, whatever they are, you have problem owners or renters anyway. And that's why there are rules in your lease. And that's why there are bylaws for condo associations. And just it falls under the bylaws, or it falls under the lease. So if you leave dog poop all over, it's just like leaving trash in a common area. There's a price, sometimes literally, to be paid for that. It should be the same, you know? People, for the most part, though, will be responsible because they want to stay with their animals.
Sure. And it's true. The number one reason why animals are surrendered to the society does have to do with housing and landlord issues. So the more that we can address that, the even the better things will be as we get
you
results
bet.
From it.
Wow, that's great news. But you have a big event coming up. I want to talk about that and how all of you, and most importantly, your four-legged best pal, can participate after I tell you about Dog Patch Pet and Feed in Naperville. They have not just some things, they have everything to keep your pet happy and healthy. If you're interested in pet adoption, you might go to the Anti-Cruelty Society at Grand and LaSalle, or you can go out to Naperville at Dog Patch Pet and Feed. They placed over 400 rescue dogs last year, and they have new shelter animals coming in all the time. Unfortunately, in a sense, they're always available, but the good news is they have been adopting them out. You can check them out at dogpatchpets.com, on Facebook at Dog Patch Pet and Feed. You can visit them in person. Best way to adopt any animal is to do it in person. They're 1108 East Ogden Avenue in Naperville. And you could save up to $6 off signature dog food. Check it out now. I'm just looking here. So I forgot to give out the text number. This is WGN Radio, 8 minutes before 7 o'clock. And David Dinger of Anti-Cruelty Society is in studio, and we've been talking about all sorts of things. So phone number 312-981-7200. You could text, and people have been doing that big time at that same phone number. I'm going to read some of these texts. And your response, David, as well. Senior housing in particular needs to allow pets for the mental health and benefit of those who live there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Makes total sense.
We're on your side.
Yeah. What do we do about people when they pass away and they abandon their pets? That's another text.
Well, this is one of the reasons why animal shelters do and need to exist. If there's not family or friends who can step into the gap there, this is one of the most important reasons why shelters will continue to exist, even when we solve many of the problems of homeless animals. And it does happen.
Stuff still happens.
But boy, for the most part, those animals have such compelling stories that when we tell those stories, the people that come to the shelter to adopt, they're often some of the first animals back out.
Mr. Schwani and I were talking about the group Chase, a couple of texts saying, Steve, what's wrong with you? I remember that group. And someone actually remembered that I had a dog named Chaser and wants to know if the group Chase had anything to do with the naming of the dog, which it did not. Fresh Wave, story time. You ready for story time?
Okie dokie.
I knew you would be. I've got another listener testimonial to share, this one from Benita, who said she absolutely loves Freshway products. She has a friend who recently stopped smoking, and she needed to help him get the stink out of the house. She tried other products with no success, and as she thought was a last resort, she picked up some Freshway gel to try. Benita said it was like a miracle. 25 years of smoke smell gone almost overnight. She's been telling everyone about her success story, and now thanks to the power and majesty of radio broadcasting, I'm telling all of you to find out for yourself, and truly, Fresh Wave does make a difference. You should know, you should pick up some. Go to the store, Dave, and get every possible Fresh Wave product you can. Bring it to Anti-Cruelty Society. You'll see it makes a difference. Now I'm in trouble because I'm suggesting Anti-Cruelty Society has a problem. It does not. I don't mean that. Oh, my gosh.
No, this product is for people who waited too long to neuter their cats.
Thank you very much for saving me. Find out for yourself what makes Fresh Wave the ultimate odor remover. Head to freshwaveworks.com/WGN720. And click on the store locator to find your nearest FreshWave retailer. Ace Hardware stores carry it. That's freshwaveworks.com/WGN720. You have a big event coming up. Tell me about it.
Hey, on May 19th, so that's 2 weeks from yesterday, at Stadium on the Green, a big meadow just south of Soldier Field.
It's just right
on
there.
On the lakefront.
Yep. And you have good signage. Tell me about the parking.
There is parking.
There is.
The Soldier Field parking is available to us. There's also city parking if Soldier Field gets a little steep. Just across the ramps to Indiana Avenue over there.
Yep. The problem with public transportation is a dog-friendly event. You cannot take your dog, but you don't need a dog to go there, so you could also take the Red Line, get off at Roosevelt and walk if you're not going to be with your dog. But the whole idea, in part, is to walk with your dog. It's bark in the park. About how many people and dogs typically show up?
You know, we see about 3,000.
What?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. No, it's actually is amazing to see that many dogs in one place at one time. And the atmosphere is nothing but carnival.
Yeah, it's true. It's fun. And you do this little walk. You take a lot of photos because it's beautiful.
It is a beautiful setting. As many of you might remember, we moved a few years ago from the North Lakefront.
Which was nice.
Which was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But down to Stadium on the Green, and it's been so well received. We're back there again this year. It is very convenient to city dwellers, especially those that live in the South Loop. it only takes me about 10 minutes to get to the...
You walk there.
Yes.
So the idea is to bring your dog to do this walk where you can take these beautiful photos. They're the same places where the professional photographers often take pictures of the skyline of Chicago. You'll be walking that same walk. And then you come back and there are all sorts of booths and other events for people, including beer.
We've got food as well as... beer and non-alcoholic beverages.
It is
early
on
Saturday.
Yes.
But yeah, lots of stuff for dogs and their people. We've got a Zen Den this year is our newest addition. It's sort of bringing some things together that have shown up before. But we have a massage going on for your dog, either before or after the walk, if you choose.
Uh-huh.
Nail trimming and other primping activities for your dogs.
Dog agility there again?
Dog agility is there again. Mm-hmm. We have a Frisbee demonstration.
Cool.
So lots of fun things to see and to participate in. And dozens of vendors, so lots of free goodies.
Mm-hmm. So
bring a bag. Chicago is a bagless community at this point. So
uh-huh. I'll be one of the MCs. Bart Shore is going to be another MC from a radio station down the street. A friend in sound.
And from a different station whose name we won't mention.
That's okay.
They've got Roz Barron and Jose Sanders coming.
Jose's going to be there. That's great. That means he's feeling good. Yeah. So we're happy about that. Give us the date and time again.
So we are May 19th. Registration opens at 7:30 in the morning. The walk kicks off at 9 a.m. and we'll go until noon.
Perfect.
Or even a little bit later if people are having that much fun.
And they will be. And to learn more?
Go to the barkinthepark.org, or you can visit the anticrueltysociety.org website.
All right. Pets aren't like family. They are family. Of course we know that. That's why doctors and staff at MedVet Chicago are always there when you need them and your pets need them. They're located at the corner of Belmont Western and Clybourne. MedVet provides emergency specialty and critical care all the time, 24/7. That means you get the most comprehensive and compassionate. And that C word is important. Pet care. Available. And in fact, they are going to be, I'm sure, at Bark in the Park. They are every year. They're a huge sponsor.
They are beyond a sponsor. They're our official medical care.
For the walk, and you know, it's great to go up to their booth and just hear people walk by and say thank you. You know, I mean, and I do too. 773-281-7110. 773-281-7110. That is MedVet Chicago.